Madame Strange, Teller of the Future. Book 2, The Opera. Chapter 7. Iris knew of the neighborhood rumors about the old mansion. The deceased owner had been an eccentric who kept to himself. He was suspected of doing weird things nobody could specify. People believed the rumors anyway. Iris didn't believe them, however. She liked eccentric people because they were often more interesting than normal people. When she saw the announcement about the mansion having been sold, and everything inside offered for sale, she went just to see what was there. Iris wasn't certain what she would find. Perhaps she could learn something about the old recluse by seeing the things that he owned. Most of what was left was junk. The antiques, valuable books, plates, silverware, rugs, and art had already been sold off. Only the dregs remained. Most people left the yard sale without exploring the items. Iris noticed an old trunk. She wondered why no one was looking at it, had nothing better to do, and decided to take a look inside. It opened easily. Iris discovered it was full of sheet music. This is my kind of trunk, she thought. Much of the music was from old popular songs. She didn't recognize the titles and didn't open any of the sheet music to read the lyrics. But she plowed deeper. She spotted an odd musical notebook and pulled it out. There was no title on the leather cover. She hoped it might be an unknown manuscript by a famous composer. Wouldn't that be something? She thought excitedly. Iris opened it and read the title, Demeter and Persephone, an opera in three acts. Iris had never heard of it. Now I know why I came today, she thought excitedly. It might not be famous, but it is an opera. She read the next page, Act One, Descent. There was a brief overture. Iris read the musical notes. The simplicity of the themes impressed her. She had no idea who wrote it, but it seemed worth exploring a bit more. She skipped over Zeus and Hades' duet and found Demeter's aria, She of the Grain, a few pages later. Iris read it, enthralled. The music soared and the lyrics rang with ancient poetry. She of the Golden Double Axe, she who glories in the harvest. Persephone appeared a few pages later, painting flowers. Her aria describing the allure of the narcissus flower almost broke Iris's heart. I don't know who wrote this, but I have to share it and see that it gets sung, she thought. Iris asked the price. Oh, is that from that old trunk? The woman asked. Iris nodded. You can have the whole thing for $10. But I just want this one. I don't like the others. This is kind of beautiful. It's an opera, you see, and I'm an opera singer. The woman didn't care what Iris was. Okay, just take it then. Cost you $5. Iris whipped out her money, paid the woman, and walked to her car excitedly. Wait till the opera company sees this. What a find! A black SUV drove up as Iris pulled away. A woman got out dressed in black. She wore a black veil. The woman at the yard sale noticed her and assumed the woman was coming from a funeral. Must have been a shitty funeral, the woman thought. Maybe she needs a diversion. The mysterious woman examined a few items and eased herself casually toward the old trunk. She looked around before she approached it. No one watched her. No one cares about this old thing, she told herself. It's mine. She tried to lift the trunk, but it was too heavy for her. Her arm went up. The driver's door opened, and a short chauffeur stepped out. He was young and muscular. The yard sale proprietor eyed him appreciatively. He walked toward the mysterious woman. She pointed to the trunk. He hefted it with a grunt and followed her toward the proprietor. How much is this? The whole thing's 10, ma'am, the proprietor replied, eyeing the chauffeur. Is everything in it? Depends on what you mean by everything. Did anybody buy anything from it? The woman pressed. Oh, yeah. That lady who just left. You passed her as she was driving away. What did she buy? Some book. I didn't look at it. Did it have a cover? Plain brown, bigger than a regular book, looked like something somebody would draw or write in. Did you get her name? I didn't ask her name. I just got her money, the bored woman replied. Okay, that's it then. Come, Carl. The trunk, ma'am? Carl asked. He hadn't looked at the proprietor even once. Drop it. We don't want it. Carl dropped the trunk where he stood. Hey, pick that up. You pick it up, the strange woman said. She and Carl hurried back to their car. Carl started the SUV. Did you see that other car? The woman asked. I noticed it, ma'am. Do you think you can find it again? I can try. The black SUV peeled out of the driveway onto the blacktop and drove away at top speed. Carl spotted Iris's car 2 minutes later. Just get close enough to read the plate, the woman told him. We don't need to tip her off. We're following her. Carl read the license plate out loud. The mysterious woman sent a text. Okay, turn here. Let's go back and wait at the house. We made some progress today, although it was not what I hoped for. Iris continued her tale. I took the opera home and read most of it in one sitting. It just kept getting better. I knew others would like it as much as I did. I called Jack and told him about it. He seemed interested, although he wasn't as enthusiastic as I thought he should be. He told me to bring it to him in a few days so he could play some of it and see whether it was worth pursuing. I got the feeling he suspected that I wrote it and was trying to foist it off on him. So far, this all seems harmless but exciting for you as an opera diva, Bianca commented. I'm hardly a diva, Bianca, but I love opera. Don't believe her, Molly said. She has a wonderful voice and audiences love her. But I'll never perform at the Met, or La Scala, or in London. Is that what you truly want? Bianca asked. Iris looked at her. She knew Bianca asked because of Molly. I want to continue doing what I love, and being with the daughter I love. Opera and Molly are my two loves. They're equal, but Molly comes first. Well said, Bianca commented. Thanks, Mom. Thank you for trusting me. I'm sorry I put you through this week, but you did what I'd always told you to do. You contacted Bianca, and now she's here. But I don't know why I'm here. I don't know anything about opera. I don't think this is about opera. It's about something much bigger. I don't understand. 2 days after Iris brought the manuscript, she received a phone call from a man who told her he was an opera impresario and wanted to buy the manuscript. He offered to pay whatever Iris asked. She turned him down, politely. He hung up. 2 hours later, her doorbell rang. She looked out and saw a woman. She asked through the intercom what the visitor wanted. I will pay you whatever you want for Demeter and Persephone, the woman said. Sorry, it's not for sale. Everything is for sale. Name your price. I found it. I'm studying it. I plan to show it to others and maybe have a concert performance. But it doesn't belong to you. It does now. But you didn't write it. It's unsigned. No one knows who wrote it. I won't claim I did. But I found it, and I'm keeping it. I know who the composer was. You do? Who was it? Let me in, and I'll tell you all about him. Her story surprised Molly and Bianca. Of course, I had to let her in. But I hid the manuscript before I did, just in case. I hadn't made any copies of it yet. So what else did you learn? She was evasive. She wouldn't give me the composer's name. She only told me it was her grandfather, and I wouldn't recognize his name because he never composed anything else. Did you believe her? I didn't care. I wasn't going to fall for the family argument. It was mine. It was beautiful, and it deserved to be heard. That was all I knew. So then what happened? Bianca asked. The mysterious visitor wouldn't leave without the manuscript. She took out her checkbook. Name your price, she told Iris. She didn't say anything. Surely, as a poor, underappreciated opera singer, you need money. I can give you whatever you want. I don't sing for the money. I do it for love of the art. Oh, an artist. Well, then, you ought to respect the art created by others. It doesn't belong to you. It belongs to my family. Please sell it to me. It's not for sale. Please leave. You'll regret this. My next offer won't be so generous. She turned and hurried out. Iris hoped she had seen the last of the woman. But you hadn't? Bianca asked. Well, yes. I didn't see her again. But other stuff started happening. What kind of stuff? I thought I was being followed. I saw people on the street looking up at our apartment. I worried we weren't safe. Well, were you? I don't know. But I didn't take any chances. I hid the manuscript. Where is it now? It's in the apartment, but no one could find it, no matter how hard they searched. That's why you're here, Bianca. I can't go back for it. I wouldn't send Molly back. We're safe here. But no one knows you. If anyone saw you entering the building, they would think nothing of it. You could get it and bring it back here. That's if you'll help. Of course I'll help, Bianca replied. Just don't ask me to sing.